13. The Carmelite Church and the Carmo Church. Following your route through the center of Porto, stop for a moment with the audio guide to visit these two churches located next to each other. A very curious detail is that they are separated by a strange dwelling, which can boast of being one of the narrowest in all of Portugal. If you stand facing the two monuments, you will see the Church of the Carmelites on the left, so called because it belonged to the Order of the Barefoot Carmelites. This 17th-century church stands out for its bell tower, covered with blue tiles, so typical of Porto. At the top, the figures of St. Teresa, St. Dominic, and Our Lady of Mount Carmel guard the three arches that provide entry. Inside, you will discover six chapels with golden tones and a very beautiful altar. To your right is the Church of Carmo, whose Rococo style differs greatly from that of its neighbor, indicating that it was built later, at the end of the 18th century. Its granite facade is made up of two floors and a pediment, where the figures of the evangelists stand. The statues of St. Elias and St. Elisa flank the entrance. This church amazes, above all, due to its large tile mural located on the side facade. Made in 1912 and designed in blue and white, it represents the imposition of the scapular on Mount Carmel. The interior of the church exhibits beautiful gilded Rococo-style altarpieces, as well as an interesting collection of paintings. The high altar and the vault also deserve to be mentioned in this audio guide.